I can't explain it. The microorganisms were inside of him, just like they're inside the hosts. He wasn't wearing his suit, no helmet either. I could see him so clearly. It was like he hadn't aged a day.
And there he was, waving at me.
Oh, my word.
I didn't know what to do, so I waved back. I don't understand it. I've never seen anything like it. I just know I saw him. It's beyond my comprehension.
After a few minutes, they took him away. It was like they wanted me to know he was okay. For the last 2 years, I knew we'd lost him. I'm not so sure anymore. End dispatch.
Ty was there. Plain as day.
Are you okay? Carol?
No.
And just listen.
I'm so sorry, Carol.
I figured I should take a few minutes while I'm down here with the creatures and just listen.
I'm at a loss. Do you hear anything like what be described?
No.
I don't know what to think anymore.
Carol. We talked to a few medical experts. They think it's a sensory issue. After years in complete isolation, even the smallest change in environment can trigger an intensification of the senses.
You mean hallucinations?
Something like that. You enter a gray room after years of black, and you may as well be standing in a field of wildflowers. At least it feels that way. Look, maybe when she made it to the core, there was some kind of visual and sonic difference, and it just ballooned into something far bigger than what it was.
I don't know.
At least that's the theory. There's also the effect of radiation to consider. We're going to have to do some disentangling, figuring out what's real and what's not. She's trying her best. It's not her fault.
Right. How could it be?
The creatures took me down today, deeper than I've ever been. They made this chain, this procession of light. It had a clear direction to it, deeper and deeper into the darkness. I followed them, obviously. What else am I gonna do? Lay down a path for me and I'm gonna walk down it. There were microbes on my left and on my right, and hosts every 10 meters or so, and we were moving together. I didn't know where they were taking me. It's so easy to lose track of direction in the core. The magnetic field is all out of whack, and there's no seafloor to orient me. I think Simon called out 88 kilometers, and that's when I noticed it.
I'm not sure if you remember. There was a debate when we first pitched this mission. Do you recall it?
It's been a long time, Gordon.
Lots of people around the building were asking, why are we sending humans to such a far-flung place? Why not use droids? They're getting smarter all the time. Less risk.
That comes up a lot.
Right. And you know why we opted for a mission with a human crew?
I'm biased. But I think we react far better to the unknown, a distinctly human skill.
That's what we used to say. But bots, their programming is so flexible now, it's not a stretch to pilot a sub, analyze ocean samples, avoid unexpected obstacles. Most of them can also tolerate a multi-year mission without complaining.
They're whining on the inside.
Right. The real reason a human mission won out is because when you set out to find something extraordinary, you need someone to bring back the good news. Every story needs a teller. And that story is infinitely more powerful if it comes from someone like us, telling us what he saw or she saw with her own two eyes. When we found new life, if we found new life, Bea would be the perfect person to tell the world about it.
Up ahead, the lights started bunching up into this huge torch in the middle of nothingness. Just this massive cluster of shining microbes piling on top of each other, writhing and glowing and pulsing like the sun. There was so much light. It was hard to tell where they ended. The edges got all fuzzy. I sent along some images. I don't know if they'll mean anything to you, but these microbes were glowing and bobbing, this teeming mass so full of life. And before I knew it, the hosts passed into the glowing orb. And so did Ty. And then they came out one by one, brighter than ever on the other side, lighting up the whole space. And I could see. Finally, I could see. Not seven hosts, but 7,000. So many. Most of them were dark at first, just dimly moving toward the light. And then they'd pass through and light up again. Renewed. And all sorts of other creatures started coming out from the edges of the darkness. Strings and coils and discs all flying. I mean, swimming together. Just out of reach. There must be some sort of energy we can't fathom in this orb. This dynamo. It's just light upon light upon light upon light upon light. Beyond my wildest reckoning. In the middle of everything. A whole city without architecture. Imagine that. Just life, sustaining life. You know, for a second I forgot I was in an ocean. I forgot I was on a moon. I forgot I was a billion kilometers from home. And I couldn't get something out of my head. I've been given a gift, a new understanding. If all these different species can sustain each other on Enceladus, why can't our species sustain itself on Earth?
The way I've come to think about it is, we tell stories to educate and to inspire, but also to survive.
Just because you can spin a yarn doesn't make it any less true.
I think Bea is telling a very meaningful story. It proves to her that her time in the field was worth something. The endless search for life is over. The fallen partner rises. These are comforting illusions.
These are terrible conclusions.
You can draw your own. I think Bea's fighting to the end with all she's got left. Her words. There's something noble in that.
I wish...
Pardon me?
I wish we'd sent the droid.
I know you don't want me to complicate things. Trust me. I know. The irony is, I wanted to find life so bad this whole mission. God, I would have given almost anything. I did give up something. But then, when I finally stopped pushing, that's when I found it. I know this is more than what we bargained for, but we made a bet that there might be something worthwhile on Enceladus. And now it's paying off. Finally! I can't explain it. I just can't. Maybe someday this will make sense. It'll fit some pattern or theory or model, but right now, it just is. Carol, everyone, I wish you could be here in my shoes. If you looked hard enough, what would you find at the bottom of it all? Do you think you would see the same things I see? Would you hear the same things I hear? Maybe something you always knew deep down would be confirmed. Or would your world be turned upside down? I mean, questioning things makes us human. We look at the stars and we want to know what's out there. Or maybe I should say, what's in here? It's my job to be skeptical, to find proof, to document and to report back. I thought I knew what I believed in, but my mind and all my senses are screaming that something I assumed was impossible just a few weeks ago is as real as I am. Every bit of this place wants to kill me. The black water, the unfathomable cold, the vacuum of space. But it's also so inviting, this world. I want to feel it all. I don't know what to make of it anymore, Carol. What do you do when you can't tell an ending from a beginning? And dispatch.
Lord help me. B, it's Carol. I'll share your latest message with the team. I'm listening. I promise I am. I am here to support you, same as ever. And damn it, if the best way to do that is telling you half-truths, not anymore. I'm not supposed to say that we have doubts. We do. I do. Ty's not with you anymore.
He died 2 years ago.
I saw him!
But also, you're not alone. You're just not. I'm here. And if I were on the other side of the galaxy, I'd say the same thing. There are countless people here who love you. I can believe marvelous things without seeing them. I can, I swear I can. But when I believe in someone, in something,
I have to doubt it too. Otherwise, the belief isn't real. It's untested. It's flimsy. It's blind. Faith and doubt, they're two sides of the same coin.
I don't know what to believe, but I believe in you. Talk soon, okay? In dispatch.
Hi, Carol. Director Chu. Everyone. What can I say? My role isn't to interpret, it's to gather evidence. And here's what I can tell you. The lights, they blind me. The vibrations, they rattle my eardrums. The wings, they ripple the water around Doris. And the man who's been by my side for 3 years was staring me in my face. You're not here. You don't know what this is like. Ty was 5 feet away from me. I saw him, and he saw me. His eyes cut right through me. Do you think I'm, what, hysterical? Delusional? That this moon is warping my mind? I am piloting a sophisticated submersible, running advanced chemical analyses in a spectrometer, and I don't know, speaking in complete sentences? I'm doing everything necessary to keep this mission afloat. My mind is sharp. Let me be your eyes and ears. I'm your window into another world. And I swear, I'm telling you exactly what I am experiencing. I don't need you to love me. I just need you to trust me. Tell me, what else can I do to make you believe me? What else can I do? God, there must be something I could do.
I went down this morning. I had to see Ty again. I sailed down into the core, and this time, he rose up toward me from behind a rock. It throws me for a loop every time I see him. He was glowing, same as ever, with the two hosts at his side.
I needed to say something to him. Ty? He waited perfectly still. His eyes were open the whole time, locked with mine.
God, why is it so hard? I don't know if you can hear me. Are you there, Ty? I have something I need to tell you. You were right. I was keeping something from you. I caused the rock fall. I went in too deep, looking for something in the soil. I knew it was risky, but I did it anyway. I bumped into the tower. It wasn't an earthquake. That was a lie. There was no earthquake. It's because of me that the comms went out, that the camera was lost, the mission plan changed. I can't even bring back meaningful evidence now without our old AV system, and it's all my fault. I derailed the mission.
I changed the timetable. I put you in a no-win position to have to choose between my happiness and our safety. I'm sorry, Ty. I also... You were onto another thing, too. I considered doing something to the fuel tank. I didn't do it. How did I even get there? It's the most terrible, the most unconscionable thought I've ever had. And you know what? It came true. I got my fucking wish. More time. It's like I somehow thought it into existence. And then 2 days later, my best friend was gone. You have to trust me on this one, I guess. I can't go back there and show you what really happened. I wish I could. I promise, though, this is it. This is the story. I should have told you about the rockfall right when I surfaced. And I should have told you I was losing myself at the end there. I didn't want you to see the worst of me. I'm so sorry, Ty. Do you forgive me?
Carol, Director Chu, I jeopardized the mission. I want you to know that I take full responsibility for it. And, I'm sorry. I idled there in front of him for a while. And after a minute or so, Ty nodded at me. And he touched his heart.
Oh my goodness.
And then Ty, he reached out his hand so slowly. And he put it into the side of the creature. Into the creature's bright body. I guess not too much surprises me anymore. But that did. And then Ty pulled out this glowing mass.
What?
It pulsed once, twice. He held it out in front of me. This glistening sphere. It shone like a tiny sun. Or a tongue of fire. And then it flickered out. He beckoned me to him. So I came. Right up close to him and the hosts. And he set the sphere in my collection basket on the front of Doris. It was like he was laying a newborn baby in a cradle. And then he touched his eyes and pointed back at me, smiling. And he and the hosts, they went away together. I can't believe it. We finally have a piece of these creatures, of the core. I just finished testing it. Turns out it's made up of energy-rich molecules, with hydrogen and oxygen in combinations I've never seen before. I'm sending you back the data. You have to look at it. And dispatch.
But she just admitted to lying about the rockfall. She came clean. Why would she tell the truth about that and at the same time keep some sort of fabrication going about the creatures?
I can't decipher it, Carol. Maybe she's clearing her conscience? We're not dealing with tangible things here.
What if we're not looking at the evidence in the right way?
I'm sorry. I want to believe her. I'm listening. It's a heck of a story. It's just, her testimony is flawed. You know what? I'll go to the lab in a bit and run some tests on the new data with the science team. They're working constantly to verify Bee's claims. I promise I'll make sure we're not missing anything. I figure you'll send her one more message before tonight's dive. It can't hurt. We don't know if... when we'll hear from her again.
Of course. If this is the end, Gordon, what are we going to do with ourselves?
I think you're where you're meant to be, Carol.
That's kind. And you?
Some institutions have reached out to me. Not sure why, after everything. They're open to me pitching in. I miss the lab, experimentation. I can live without this. I spent too much time sitting behind it.
I'm happy for you, Gordy.
You know, I've come to realize the program likes to ask questions that we already know the answers to. We fund sure bets, and then we pat ourselves on the back for confirming what we already believe. No one likes to change their mind. I am not going to spend the rest of my life playing it safe. I've encountered something here that I've never seen before, that no one has. This is revolutionary. Yes, it's a mental hurdle. But so is a lot of science. Gravity, relativity, DNA. I mean, it's all bizarre until it's the new norm. Everything here is inverted. It's oriented inward. The sea floor is the sky of their world. And beneath it is their horizon. All of the promise and all of the hope on this moon lies inside. I hope someday you can see this. The sky is dotted with grains of sand, and the sea is full of stars.
And right now, our world is just a twinkle in my eye. Also, I wanted to let you know I've decided that tonight I'm taking Doris all the way down into the center of that light. It's a long way there. I'm not sure I'll be able to swing the return trip. I'll send one more message before I go. And dispatch.
B, it's Carol. Dispatch 2056A. I figure you'll be diving in a few hours. I wanted to catch you first. You think I would know what to say by now. Sometimes I wish I could just send you my heart in a stream of ones and zeros, and we would see without any iota of a doubt how connected we all are. This is a mission I will never forget. I should say that more often. You are a pioneer, seriously. You blaze trails in space and in the ocean that people are going to struggle to follow for a long time. Your legacy is set. And we all make mistakes. Lord knows, it's part of the deal. I don't think any less of you. Best of luck to you, with this dive. You do what you need to do. And don't worry about a thing. We'll dissect the photos and dive logs. We'll reanalyze everything. That energy core data is in process. We will figure it out. This is just the beginning. Okay? It's just the beginning, B. Open dispatches from Mission Specialist Bianca Guerrero. Play.
He was shot through with light. I can tell you're starting to doubt this, but you know by now, I'm not gonna keep my mouth.
I think they're trying to communicate. You have to come see this. I should talk to them.
I'm going back. Don't worry. I'm going back. God, I knew there had to be something here. There had to be.
I'm not so sure space is a vacuum.
Everything seems to touch everything else. Carol, next time, it won't take me 2 years to respond to you.
I have a perfectly good submarine.
Let's not waste the time we've got.
I was unable to confirm life.
I don't want to reach the end of the road without finding anything worthwhile.
What a waste. Enceladus has so much potential. I went outside today.
We've just made an attempt at oxygen fuel conversion.
We have food and power reserves for 3 years. We believe in the brain power of every individual.
And what's more, unless I'm missing something, we can still tolerate each other.
Never stop looking.
Girl, everyone, procedure went so well. The patient's been resting after his harrowing ordeal. He's slated to make a full recovery.
Consider it merely a little hello from your Auntie B, okay? Just a little way from me before we go.
I've been trying to reach you.
What? What is...
I have to show you something.
What are you going...
The chemical signature in this new data. It's completely unique. It's not organic, I think, but maybe it used to be? We just recreated it in the lab. We can synthesize it. It's remarkable. A new clean energy source, maybe? I've never seen anything so elegant. I've never seen molecules in these combinations.
Gordy, slow down. What does this mean?
I don't know. But it's a start. God, it's a start.
There are pieces of the universe that transcend understanding. I've had some time to think about them. Just a few years or so, you know. Dark matter, sea bottoms, the subconscious. I used to have regrets. I mean, I should say, I still do. I don't care what they tell you. You can't shake them once they take hold.
Goodbye, Pisces. I'll catch you later. Maybe.
What I mean is, they're old regrets now. I can choose not to add weight to them. And I can choose also not to heap new ones on the pile. It's enough to sink you. And I prefer to swim. I'm going all the way this dive. By the time you get this, I'll be halfway there. I love you always, Mom, Papa, Robbie, Olivia. I love you still, Michelle. It is what it is. I need to see what's inside this place. While I'm here. While I'm whole. It's glorious. I'm going. Are you coming? You think you'll come? Have I convinced you? I don't know how this ends either. I'll take a dive log. Maybe you'll find it in 5 years, or 10, or 200. Or even better, you'll see for yourself what I'm talking about. And hear it, too.
I'm glad you came away.
Yes! Here we go.
Maybe someday, I'll be the thing you discover. The oddity beneath the sea. The Sea in the Sky, an Audible original, was written and created by Jackson Musker. It was directed by Ben O'Brien and Isabella Kulkarni. Executive produced by Isabella Kulkarni. The Sea in the Sky stars Octavia Chavez Richmond as Bee, James Ludwig as Ty, Lizanne Mitchell as Carol, Pun Bandu as director Gordon Chu, and additional acting by a full cast. The production was engineered by Kyle Willoughby, Jared Pinkney, and Ian Hackney. Post-production editing by Chester Gwazda and Jake Young, with help from Emma Burlingame. Sound design by Chester Gwazda. Original music by Jake Young, with additional music by Chester Gwazda. Script editing by Isabella Kulkarni, Caroline Haubold, and Andrew Bain. Casting by Chelsea Adams. This production was coordinated by Alex Lopez. Additional thanks to Millie Jefferson, Samantha Chan, Neil Baxic, Sophia Hilsman, Maureen Sullivan, Renee Vargas, and Will Rogers, without whom this project wouldn't have been possible. Acquisition and Development, Najin Naylor. Vice President of Audible Studios is Mike Charzik. The Editor-in-Chief of Audible Original Publishing is David Blum. Copyright 2020 by Audible Originals, LLC. Sound recording copyright 2020 by Audible Originals, LLC.